This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In California, Governor Schwarzenegger wants to call a special election later this year to get voter approval for proposals he can't get through the legislature. These statewide initiatives are something he's backed several times and even before he formally got into politics. This time, some of his former allies are against him. John Myers of member station KQED has more.
In January 2004, California's newly elected governor was all smiles, calling a news conference at a school in Sacramento.
We have made a deal that will help our fiscal crisis and at the same time keep our commitment to our students.
Standing beside Schwarzenegger were education leaders who had agreed to cut $2 billion in school funding to help solve California's budget crisis. One of those educators was Barbara Kerr, president of the California Teachers Association.
The governor deserves a lot of credit. He said he would protect schools funding, and he's doing that.
But these days, Barbara Kerr is no fan of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It's 180 degrees. It's Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. I just don't understand it.
Kerr now says Schwarzenegger reneged on that education deal after the state's tax revenues went up.
Now he's not keeping his word. And he's not fully funding the schools.
As a result, educators are now taking their campaign against Schwarzenegger to the airwaves and the streets.
2, 4, 6, 8, help our kids, they can't wait.
They even followed the governor to Washington, D.C. 2 weeks ago, where he was lobbying for more federal money. Schwarzenegger has also angered state employees and law enforcement over efforts to reform their pension plans. And he's now the number one target of many California nurses. Last month, nurses staged a mock funeral complete with a New Orleans jazz band at the state capitol, protesting a Schwarzenegger decision to suspend new and lower nurse-to-patient ratios. So far, the governor's counterattack has been to portray all of these organizations and their members as special interests that have corrupted California politics.
They're shooing in the politicians into office, and then the politicians owe them favors, and then the special interests are holding out their hands. Give me the money.
But as Schwarzenegger declares more and more groups' special interests, it may hurt his reputation as being above partisan politics. Barbara O'Connor is professor of communications at Sacramento State University.
He's got very specific issues now, and increasingly is alienating large numbers of voting blocs, so almost on a collision course with his own success.
O'Connor says part of the problem may be the governor's overuse of the term special interest, especially considering interest groups that support Schwarzenegger seem to be immune from criticism.
The feeling that special interests cut both ways, that the Chamber of Commerce and the business community are also a special interest, I think is starting to sink in.
The governor's approval ratings, while still high, have dropped some 10 points, according to a statewide poll released last week. And Schwarzenegger has begun firing back, launching his own campaign ads to defend his policies. But the real showdown is likely to be this fall over Schwarzenegger's package of government reform proposals, including one to slash state spending across the board during future budget standoffs. And the groups now angry at the celebrity governor may be ready to join forces. Again, California Teachers Association President Barbara Kerr.
We will work together to make sure that California has good schools and health care and also firefighters, police officers. And if that means taking on the governor, then we will.
Most elected officials in California who have faced such well-funded and popular opponents have historically been in trouble. But political watchers admit Arnold Schwarzenegger is not just another elected official, which means in this year's clash of political powers in the Golden State, all bets are likely to be off. For NPR News, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.